Bow, 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 bow. That's the intro music, right there. And there is no fading of it out. There's none of that. My iPad, which we normally record the Gloucestercast on, decided to go into updating all the apps all at once. So instead of making this huge amount of people wait, we are just going to tape it. We're going to go the Microsoft route, and we're gonna cross our fingers and hope for the best. It's Gloucestercast 206. We got a big cast here today. Well, you guys go. We'll go left to right and introduce yourselves.
Ricky. Oh, geez.
Rick Moore sitting on the floor.
John Arantzoni, good morning, Gloucester.
From Somerville, Massachusetts.
Al Fragile.
Neil Matthews.
Bridget Matthews.
Ellen Burgess.
Heidi Dallin.
Bex.
Just Bex.
Pat and Jim Galpias, good morning, Gloucester.
Good morning, Gloucester. Good morning.
Ed Collett, good morning, Gloucester.
The legend.
Kim Smith, good morning, Gloucester.
And your boy, Joey Shimitaro. This is... I was surprised. I had no idea. Kim does... you did this again, didn't you? Yeah. So... I said last week, I'm like, oh, you know, we'll celebrate my birthday next week during the podcast, but not really like thinking that. I thought it was just going to be the regular couple of people that come.
Yeah, well, I never know if you know, and we didn't have it the week before because your birthday was so close to today. So, yeah. Anyways, and it was wonderful. Most everybody could come, and some people couldn't, and they said regrets, like Sarah Kelly and Peter and Vicky Van Ness.
Nicole.
And I think Craig still might stop by. Right?
Yeah, very
and
nice.
Craig told, because I didn't want to miss anybody, and I told everybody to please invite somebody if you think of somebody anyway. So
Karen Peschke, she told me to tell you happy birthday. Yes. She's in Chicago with her mom.
Chicago. That's where the Weber Grill restaurant is. Did you know that? I knew that. They have the Weber Grill. They cook everything on special big Weber grills inside the restaurant.
What color are they?
I need to be. It's,
yeah,
I want to go. I would like. I think it's a hard sell to Kate instead of going to some warm beachy destination to say we got to go to Chicago.
In the middle of winter.
Chicago somewhere.
I know, right?
Well, Chicago's an amazing city, though.
People say it's a great city.
Chicago's
great.
There's
so much to
do
there. Yeah.
A lot of shopping, good restaurants, steakhouses,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
That's
Chicago,
in my wheelhouse.
The Chicago Art Museum, modern art museum, is one of the most beautiful.
I'm
world.
Sure it's very wonderful. Where do they have, where's the bean, the big silver
that's
bean?
That's in the Millennial Park.
Yes.
Is that in Chicago?
Yeah, Bryant Park, Millennial Park, Magnificent Mile.
Navy Pier.
And we should say the Cubs are from Chicago as well.
Yep.
Cubs in the World
Series.
They got to go. They got to do it today.
I'm not rooting. I'm rooting for the Indians. Neil Matthews.
In April.
Neil Matthews is a big Indians fan. How long have you been an Indians fan?
Past few years.
Since Francona went?
Since Francona.
Was it all about Francona?
It was all about Francona.
Really?
I think that's I totally respect that. I'm rooting for the Indians too for the reason of because I'm not really a Cleveland guy because I can't stand LeBron, but I do but I want to see Terry Francona
win again.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he got screwed on the way out.
Baseball trip this year was to Cleveland.
Yeah.
We actually caught the Red Sox on Monday, Anaheim on that Saturday before that. So
I felt like he got a shitty deal on the way out. The way they shuffled him out, very low class. On the way the Red Sox handled that.
Well, now they're in the World Series and Boston isn't. So there you go.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, you got to win it because it just getting there. It you got to win it, right? But they got a good shot.
One game left.
Yeah.
I don't think the Cubbies got it in them to win.
I like that. I like that attitude.
I like watching it because I don't have to get nervous.
Yeah, you don't. You don't have to stay
awake.
I
don't have to do the rosary.
You have to be exhausted the next day.
I don't have to say prayers and all that kind of stuff. So
a couple of days ago, my birthday kind of snuck up on me, and we generally don't do too much for it. But Kate says to me, she goes, "What do you want to do for your birthday?" And I kind of looked at her funny, like it was a trick question. I go, "What do you mean?" She goes, "What do you want to do for your birthday?" I says, "What do I want to do for my birthday?" I said, I'd like to drink beer, watch football and cook on the grill for everybody? And she goes, oh, great, okay. And I'm like, really? We could do that? So I'm like, yeah, it's a great birthday. That's exactly what I got to do. And, yeah, so props to my Kate for making, and my daughters. We had a great, great day yesterday. Soccer, three soccer games, came home, hit the grill, and watched some football. It was fantastic. I want to talk about some of my presents. I got a charcoal grate for my new, the blue performer that you saw on the way in. I got a caster, because one of the casters was broken on that same performer. And Kate, there was a couple things I actually asked Kate to get. She got my Weber Griller of the Week, they wrote a note to me and on the stationery, the Weber stationery.
Oh,
so
God.
She brought it to Jimmy.
You
and
are sad.
Jimmy and Anna Ames. This is a plug, so I don't want this to
okay.
get trampled over. So Anna Eves, they just recently bought matting equipment to mat pictures, so they did the work, and they came out really, really nice. So if anybody has, besides the canvases, they already do canvas wraps,
the
right?
Best.
They now, if you have things that you want framed and matted and stuff, they can cut mats for you. We love them. They are amazing. CapeAnnGClay.com. CapeAnnGClay.com. In the show notes. So then the hatchet. So we talked about this just before I pressed the record button. But I got a little hatchet that I'm going to use to cut kindling, because I got the wood stove, and everybody's sick of hearing me talk about this, but I got it to chop kindling. Well, I've literally had possession of this hatchet for 12 hours now, and like 15 people have expressed concern that I'm wielding a hatchet. And it's so insulting. I can understand that because Ed expressed concern about the chainsaws. Like
and the hatchet's still in its protective case, and we're still worried.
Which, I mean, I don't understand. Well, you guys think I'm that? I know my big shtick is that I'm not handy, and I'm really not that handy. But I know it's a tool, and it's dangerous and stuff like that. I'm gonna use my head.
It's a hatchet.
It's a hatchet.
It's a hatchet to cut kindling.
And you have sharp objects.
Sharp objects.
It's a weapon. It's a weapon.
I've seen you handle a drill.
I think you're getting more and more handy.
I am getting more and more.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
You have other skills.
I have to do this stuff because,
you
know.
You have a lot of other skills.
Now you're going to be even more handier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, before the divorce, I mean, I had excess money to pay people to do shit.
Yeah,
now I got to do
yourself.
Shit. And speaking of that, we got Bex. Bex, our good friend Rebecca Boyd, she ran for Ward 1.
Made you a sign.
It's a great friend. Made me an amazing sign. I think I'm going to find a place for that sign at the house.
It's great.
I think I'm going to actually...
Right on your porch.
So I think I'm going to do it... So I have this off of the main level, there's a deck. And on the back side of that deck, where the... What do you call it? A beam? What's the thing that kind of... It's a 2x10 maybe? What?
Oh,
the
hatchet.
The joist. I might hang it from the joist underneath the deck.
That's nice.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, very nice.
So I finally get to put it someplace worthy of this awesome work that you did, because it's amazing. So she's so handy. She was working at Ace, and now you decided to open up. Now the business name is
Cape Ann Handy Woman.
Cape Ann Handy Woman, and the website is under construction by the same name.
CapeAnnHandyWoman.com. Yep, I'm building it right now.
Do you have the Facebook page already locked down?
No, so everything's
go gone. Home and do that, please.
I know. Will someone call? I know. Okay.
Wait a minute, I think it is up.
No, it's at my landing page, my cover photo is my business
card. Oh, okay, yeah, because I saw, that's where I got your phone number. James gave it to us.
When you go home, you're going to do that, though?
Yes.
And have a business page.
She's coming to my house first.
She's, Donna, you hide her already?
She's going to do fascia bites.
Fascia.
Donna thought she was getting a facial.
And I'm actually kind of handy myself.
So your rates, you told us what your rates are. They're very, very reasonable.
Well, my business concept, and I've had this business in my head for about 15 years, because I've restored my own houses, I've flipped my own properties. As you know, I was raised by a single mother, and I was taught to be independent and figure it out for yourself and make it work. My brother is in the trades. He started me out, and I've just figured everything out as I go. But really, I want, for Cape Man Handy Woman, I want to do the stuff that the contractors won't do. They won't call you back for a small fix-it. They want the 2 to 3 week job, and I want the 2 to 3 hour job.
Mm-hmm.
And also, part of my business model is to teach people how to do this, and specifically to teach women. Because women feel intimidated by a lot of this work.
Hatchets.
Things like hatchets. Things like drills. You know, they feel intimidated by it, but they can do it. And when they see a woman like me doing it, and they're like, wow, I can do it. I'm like, it's not that hard. Let me show you some tips and tricks that I've learned along the way. You can, you know, I don't want to be your permanent handywoman. I want you to be able to learn how to do this for yourself. So, and hopefully maybe mentor some other women that want to pick up this work as well. I guess my long-term strategy. But right now it's after work and on weekends because I work now at the Harbor Lake Community Partners. I'm a maintenance person in the Rockport properties at the Rockport High School Apartments and Pigeon Cove Ledges Apartments. So I'm working 8 to 5. And then, so it's nights and weekends.
I've been up to your mom's house on your house up on Pilot Hill.
Yeah.
And it is beautiful. Mm. And you did the tile work I've seen you do.
Yeah, I apprenticed as a master tile setter for a year when I was in my graduate school. So I do my own custom tile work. I'm rebuilding, my mother's house is nice, but it's a lot of work. Mm. I'm rebuilding the back fire escape. You know, I've got my own air gun, chop saw, nail guns. I've got it all. So, my own chainsaw, Joey, so you don't have to use that hatchet. Be happy to crack out Jill for you and show her how to. Good steel chainsaw. Gotta love steel. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, you did those beautiful lobster trap.
Yeah, I got
reeds.
That's coming. I've made lobster trap reeds, miniature lobster trap reeds. That's gonna come out this holiday season.
And you did the little tree too.
Yeah, I'm
going to
build another miniature lobster trap tree. They're a lot of work. Those are going to be, the reeds going to be around $100 price point, and they're going to have a little rope bow on them, and lights, and lobster trap trees. I have all the parts, so I just got to put them all together.
Yeah.
And but that's going to be a unique gift if anybody wants a miniature lobster trap tree.
So if anybody wants to use your services,
yes.
How do they get in contact with you?
They can like me on Facebook. And my cover photograph is my business card with my telephone number on it. My telephone number is 202-329-9549. I worked in D.C. It's a D.C. number. And my email is capeandhandywoman@gmail.com.
Yay.
So bigger and better things for Bex. And my main man, Ed Collard, is mentoring me on this process. House doctor himself.
Having been in the business, now retired.
What was the telephone number?
202.
Yep.
329-9549.
I love the idea of you teaching other women how to.
Some people said that I should offer classes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's
you know, I did that.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
I
had
a shop in Danvers.
Some people
had women's courses.
I gotta tell you, a lot of people that want handyman services. They really don't want to fucking learn. They just want someone to do it. That's in my head. You can talk to me about learning this stuff, but I just come and get this shit done. So I have this party this weekend. The front door needs to be painted. Come paint my shit. I don't want to learn. Don't tell me about it. I just want you to do it.
But some people want to learn how to do like decorative backsplash tile in their sink. That's really easy, but they're intimidated by the process.
I'm that guy.
But I could show you and I could teach you how to do some backsplash, and it's easy.
If you came up with
taking
like
apprentices with you.
Yeah, taking apprentices with me, having you learn, just even get comfortable using a chop saw, how to measure and cut.
So if you announced a project ahead, like said, this is ahead of time. He said, hey, this we're taking this many people for this class.
Right.
You know, and at the end, you're going to learn how to do this, and this is the cost of the class. Probably very, I think that it's different. I think that's,
It's a different thing than as I said, there are multiple dimensions to the business plan.
Very cool. Yeah.
I like it.
And plus, just the idea of, I think it would be less intimidating for a woman to want to follow along and apprentice with another woman to learn.
You know, and I had one of my recent stories. I had a customer at the store at Smith Hardware, and she bought a chainsaw. She came in a couple hours later, and she was like, "I just bought this chainsaw, and it's not working." And I'm like, come on, let's go out back, you know. And I took her behind the dumpsters. We went out back, and I was like, do you know you got your brake on? She didn't.
Yeah, I
probably would. But I wasn't some guy going, stupid doll. You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Right.
I took her outside in the private, and I'm like, you know, let me show you. And I cracked the chainsaw from my hip, and I showed her the brake, and she was just like, oh, chicks with chainsaws. You know, I mean, and I was just like, let me, but she... It was a very comforting process for her.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
I wasn't condescending, you know, and she didn't feel embarrassed.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that nuances. My other bottom line is, who makes decisions about the house?
The women.
The women make the decisions about the house. It's like me going into an auto mechanic, and I just feel like I have stupid and sucker written on my forehead. Not with Sean Nolan, who's great, and treats me great.
I need to go to him.
He's amazing, but you know, sometimes I go there and I just feel I have sucker written on my forehead. And some women are, you know, they're dealing with contractors, and it's just like, I know I'm going to get taken to the house, and you're going to tell me I need to fix X, Y, and Z, when it's just really a little job. So.
Especially younger women, like people like me in my mid-60s, I don't care what I say, so I'm not intimidated. But you know, someone who's a single woman who buys her own home.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
And also, the other thing I know from the hardware store is the whole Yankee ethic of do it yourself is not being passed on to millennials.
No.
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 No, no, no. You know, it's scary. So I'm going to take this to a little different path. You're talking about, you know, as a woman going into a auto service place.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's going to, we bought our trucks from a car dealership. And this car dealership is one of the bigger ones. And we had, in the past, we'd probably purchased or leased through our company 15 to 20 different vehicles from this company. Always had good experience with them. Well, this company, I found out a couple years ago, got bought out by a huge company in like Dallas that owns like 300 mega auto places. We bought the super extended 100,000 mile warranties, and my car last week, I was coming back from the Phyllis A show, and the lights started going on the dash, and the car shut down and everything else. Mm. So AAA tows it up to this dealership because we have the warranty, and I understand that the battery's not covered, but I figure this is an alternator. You know, diagnose it to down to an alternator. Long story short, the service guy calls me up on Monday morning and says, "Hi Joe, we got your car here. We're gonna run some diagnostics for you." And I says, "Okay." He says, "I'll shoot you an email and you know, go over the recommendations." So I get the I'm working. At the end of the night, I look at the email. There's a spreadsheet, no less than 25 line items.
No way.
And isn't it just so happen that everything that needs to be fixed or replaced on this thing is like a wear and tear item that's under a warranty? Mm-hmm. You know, like, so the list was unbelievable. The air filter, because the pollen filter for your cabin, you know, needs to be replaced. The rear 39,000 miles on this vehicle. You need front and rear brakes. Now, I'm assuming brakes mean at that point, because I haven't heard any squeaking, there hasn't been any sponginess. I assume it's brake pads, right? No, brakes. $350 for the front, $450 for the back. So at the bottom of the spreadsheet is $3,600 fucking dollars in recommended, And I can imagine my mother getting this and saying, yeah, I guess I have to do this because it's all safety issues, right? Mm-hmm. I call the guy up. I go, this is fucking outrageous. I swore, I probably shouldn't have sworn, but I says, this is absolutely outrageous. The brake job, which means pads, because I haven't heard any squeaking. You're not doing the rotors. You're not replacing the whole setup. It's
It shouldn't be
more than a couple $100 max, right?
Right.
I says, and all this other stuff, I says, just do what's under warranty and I want the car back. But this is what
they tell you not to go back to your dealer. They tell you to go to an independent.
Well, I'm going. I got to develop a relationship, and I think I'm going to develop a relationship with Sean Nolan.
Extreme Auto. I've used him for years.
Yeah, everybody says it.
So is Magnolia Station.
I'm going to him from now on. Yeah.
I would never bring it.
It's a hike from East Gloucester to get over there. I confess.
Well, Ira Toyota is more of a hike.
Yeah. Don't bring. They say don't bring it back to your dealer because they'll just.
I love Sean Nolan. I have never taken my car there to him, but he's a great guy personally.
Mm-hmm.
But we go to Family Car Care, and you never have any problems, and it's very modern.
And it's all about the
Well, all I know is that, so this is what it's become, though. Like, this industry has become this mega thing. Mm-hmm. They're doing this to everybody, and they're hoping that if they catch 50% of the people or 30% of the people at $3,600 when it's supposed to be just getting an alternator that's under warranty, if they can capture an average ticket of $1,000 to $1,500 on what should be $125, that's their bottom line.
Yep.
It's obvious. I mean, it's completely obvious.
They wouldn't give out the schematics. Schematics.
Schematics.
That's right.
You know, at one time the dealers wouldn't give that to the smaller gas stations and everything. Because they didn't, but now they, and the law, they have to.
They have to.
Yeah.
Well, that was actually
now,
the factory that wouldn't do that.
In the factory, yeah, not the dealers or the GM or whatever it was.
Yeah.
They weren't giving it to the local,
automobile
mechanic. So now they have to, and so.
Absolutely criminal. These older women and stuff like that
yeah.
don't know, like my mother. Like,
oh no, Dot would contest everything.
Oh, God bless her. Yeah,
yeah,
my mom won't.
Oh yeah.
Now, was the alternator finally taken care of, and was that your issue?
Yeah, well, my car's running fine right now.
Yeah, that's
what
you had done out of this whole $3,600.
Well, I told him, I said, fix the get the battery in.
Your
brakes. I had to pay for the battery. What?
Your brakes should not go with 39,000 miles.
I mean, even if they do go, I'm not giving them the satisfaction.
Battery sometimes.
I'll bring it to Sean Nolan.
Not
in
the summer.
Huh?
Yeah, not in the summer.
Like you're saying, not the whole brake system.
Right. I'm going to bring it to Sean Nolan.
Yeah,
when I get a chance.
The thing I learned about brakes, unfortunately, I lived in L.A., it's not the mileage, it's the amount of times you press the brake.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in rolling traffic, as I was in L.A., constantly putting it, the amount of times you press the brake, that's what wears it down, not the mileage.
Yeah.
Right. Well, obviously for me, I'm around town, so it's 39,000 as opposed to, say, my cousin Frank that's on the straight shot from work to home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
On
the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not hitting the brakes.
And also clutches are like that, too, because I had to replace my clutch at 50,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was okay because I'm in mostly city driving, but I don't ride the clutch. And some people ride the clutch, they ride the brakes.
Yeah.
But, go to the small, I go to the
small. Did he offer tires to you? Was that in your thing?
No, because my tires are...
Well, that's because they don't get a lot of kickback from the tires now.
Well,
if
the tires
you notice
are
some of these big dealers are saying, we have the best deals, and they're showing name brands, it's because they have to cut through, so they're not going to make a lot. That's why they...
I talked to someone, too, and they said that the service writer... They're getting $3 for every $100 that you spend. Every $100 that they can write on your ticket, they get $3. All totally incentivized to sell
mm-hmm.
you more than what you need.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt in my mind, as you said, it was from Dallas, the home base.
Yeah.
They probably sent a certain amount. We expect you to be putting this much
mm-hmm.
per day.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you just happen to hit a day where they maybe weren't making their mark. So their service manager says, let me put out this, and if we get it, then we're sitting pretty. Is this guy sitting at the desk trying to figure out how am I going to answer the muck-a-mucks from Dallas?
It's all incentives. It's all incentives.
You know what, I would just like to say, this is my second Prius, and both cars, the only thing I ever have to replace is tires.
That's it.
Well, you get a small car with you know what I mean, that's not lugging a lot of weight around and stuff like that. I understand you put things, but I'm talking about like a big truck has, there's
more
stuff going on.
More bad things happen.
But I mean, I really, a Toyota, I shouldn't even have electric, I figured with a Toyota, I wouldn't even have any electrical issues. This is an electrical issue, you know what I mean? You just figure, I'm not going to have to touch this thing for 110,000 miles, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Neil and Bridget Matthews, Bridget brought, and we'll put in the show notes, the Weber kettle cookies. Just sugar cookies. They're
so
friggin' awesome.
Well, I just want to be clear, I just watched her make them. I didn't
make them. They're so beautiful.
They're so awesome. Oh, I love it. I want to shout out to Cape Ann Coffees who comped a couple cupcakes. For the birthday celebration. That was very sweet of them. Cake Ann made some gorgeous, gorgeous cupcakes that Jimmy and Pat Dalpiaz brought. Kim made my favorite tiramisu. Donna brought some
fruit
and stuff like that.
I tried to be healthy, but I brought the whipped cream.
And she brought my awesome, she knows I love those honey drops from the Bee Lady.
And also,
Catherine Ryan, the awesome the quiche.
Quiche was really
quiche
good.
Very.
That was from Cake Ann.
Am I missing anything?
Yeah.
Am I missing anything?
Ed brought coffee.
Ed brought coffee. Thank you so much, Ed. That was very generous of you. So that was really nice of everybody. Jimmy and Pat, this week. Jimmy and Pat are. They are our vacation and contributors. So all this stuff that's in our backyards, that three-quarters of stuff that a lot of us
don't do,
even though it's in our backyard, it's like they come into town and they do all this stuff and they report on it. So what was this thing you did in Dogtown?
So this was deliberately set up for the podcast, and we decided that we were going to do a map versus app comparison, go up to Dogtown, take paper maps, take the eGuide Dogtown app on the phone up there and see what performed better.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the results.
That's
what she does. She brings the heat. Yeah. I should also announce something right now. I told Pat and Jimmy, the second they become Gloucester residents, because they're going to buy here, because it's their lifelong dream to buy here, the upstate New York people.
Yep.
And the second they move, she's going to become an official contributor.
Yay.
So immediately what happened was...
your sense of fear of you having to come up with content?
No. I meant about when I turned the app on.
Oh, okay.
The first thing that... It was a little fussy at the beginning. I waited until we got up there to turn it on, which may have been a mistake. And the first thing is geocaching doesn't work on your browser.
Really?
I'm not sure how much good this is going to do me if it can't tell us where we are.
Right. That's not a good thing.
That was not a good thing at all.
That was
at least
on
the windmills give us
so
a chance.
So right off
now.
The bat, I was like, I think I know where this is going right off the bat. But it does have the app does, the eGuide Dogtown app does have a lot of nice layers in it, though, that have, the outlines of the houses, as well as the rocks, as well as other things. So that was nice. And then we had these. I took my husband with his brand new hiking shoes that he bought
at
Mark Adrian's. He
nice.
Took off like a deer in flight, and I'm trailing along behind in my not prepared shoes. But we had this like topographical map. I think I got this one at a bookstore or something. I can't remember. Dogtown Common Trail Map. And then this Babson Boulder Trail Map with GPS. And it turned out this is the winner. The Babson Boulder Trail Map turned out to be the winner. And I sent Joey the link.
So if that's
the
thing,
that's the app.
So I put
the
app.
Yeah. Discovered Dogtown.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have it on my phone if anybody wants to.
But it doesn't work up in Dogtown.
But it didn't work for me. I don't know what
it
is.
No, it worked for me when I used it. But it's... You don't really know where you are in it, and so you can so easily get lost.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was
yes.
my,
yeah.
yeah. I said to Jim more than once, are you sure we shouldn't be leaving breadcrumbs.
Yeah. No, but the windmills now give you an idea.
Yeah,
you
at
can
least
see
yeah,
them.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Actually,
you
what
are.
Gave us the best idea was a sign that says, "Stop, you're entering the shooting range."
Oh, yeah.
That's
yes.
probably a good one.
When they had those signs up, I kind of went, but I didn't tell her that.
Yeah,
I just saw that.
Yeah,
went,
you gotta wear armor.
I saw it, and I look at the map going, I think
by
we need
the,
to walk over
that
way.
Because there's a really good way to go in through the Babson Museum. So
oh.
You can also go
oh.
in from Blackburn Industrial Park.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Babson Museum, is that the one that's on the way to Rockport?
Yeah.
Yeah, the little
the, and you have that little, you pull off the road,
you
there's parking
park
there.
And
you can
go
walk
up.
In.
Yeah, you can walk in from there.
That's how I went. The one time I've ever been there, that's the way I went.
Is that entrance on your map? It's right on 127.
Yes, this one.
Yeah.
Blackburn
so,
time.
So,
yes.
So, Pat, you have the map that we, the map that we have linked to. It's a it's a PDF,
yes.
So people can print that out if they want.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I did. That's how
yeah,
I got totally. This one. But in the map versus app report, is it was all about the map.
Yep.
There you go.
In this case, on this day.
In this case, on this day.
Yep.
Technology is a wonderful thing, but if it doesn't work,
have a
you got nothing.
iPhone
oh,
5S,
yeah.
I think.
The Dacrons.com. You know what? We tried to do the app too. The one time I was up there, we tried to do the app too, and for us and I, you know, I've never done this kind of thing, so maybe I'm not a good judge, but it really did it didn't help me.
It didn't
my,
help us. Guy, it had a lot of interesting info on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That it does.
The teacher
right.
in me says, pass the maps around.
Yeah. We also wanted to give a little, add to your shout out to Cape Ann G. Clay, because another thing I did this week with some encouragement from some of you here in this room was I took a picture down, a file
well,
down there.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Intending to print it, get a decent sized print, and probably, well, he opened up the file and he went, oh, this is great. So I went, boom, canvas. And he and it was a great experience.
They
so,
are a full
shout
service.
Out to, it was James, yeah.
No matter what you need, even from the grids, from the for the show we had, from the time when I had my knee surgery, carry me out on piggyback to my car that time. It's a Anna and James, you can't.
Yeah. It was great. It was a great experience.
Yeah, just the best.
And I love that you can upload your photos at midnight and they take care of it on
yep.
their end. You don't
oh,
have yes. to call or
no.
stop by. They're
and they
like,
have your
hey,
library.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, if you need, I say I need birds on a wire or something.
Oh,
okay,
okay,
yep, got it. Got
that's
it.
Good
I can't tell, yeah, I can't tell you how many, like, last minute things.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad.
And I wouldn't trust my stuff with anybody else.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great experience.
Pat, can you tell me about what I'm holding in my hand?
Joey is holding up some Lupo's Speedy Marinade Sauce that my sister brought as a gift for him this week. It is native to our hometown area in Binghamton, New York, Broome County, New York.
They have a Speedy Festival.
We do.
Yes, they do.
And the Speedy is spelled S-P-I-E-D-I-E.
Yes. My pet peeve is when people spell it wrong, incorrectly.
Or say Spideys.
Speedies are marinated chunks of meat in sauce like what Joey's holding, which is an oil and vinegar based with some spices
like
sauce.
Spinning.
And it can be any kind of meat, and they're, you know,
yeah.
smallish chunks, and they're cooked on the grill on a skewer and eaten on just a plain roll.
With
like
no
a,
other topping. They
right.
There's a Speedy Festival. In Bing,
Speedy
was it Binghamton?
Fest, hot,
the Bing? Do they call it the Bing?
No, they do not.
Because when I was doing when I was doing my research, someone referred
they,
to
there
it.
Is a big, there are a couple of websites and Twitter handles that are Bing Pop and Bing this and Bing that, but
yeah.
generally you don't hear it on the streets.
Yeah,
so
but
they,
I was,
all these people come in and they bring all their different grills. And different recipes,
oh.
and they allow them a space, and they allow you to go up and not only purchase it if you like, but they have a big contest,
yeah.
almost like the Essex Clam Fest, where
yeah.
you know you pay a little bit, so you can walk around. And the big thing they love to do is they bring some big name performers out, the
and
night,
not to mention
and the
hot
air balloons from
oh,
all
nice.
Over that they release them early in the morning, late at night. So you could sit there anywhere and just watch these balloons going through.
When is that?
So
it's the first weekend in August.
Yes.
Mm.
And it could be chicken. I've had lamb, pork. I've had deer meat, venison.
Not regular beef.
They've had buffalo. I've yet to have coyote, but I think that could happen around here. But anyway, that you can have all that.
Must be a photographer's dream with all
the balloons are.
Oh yeah, it's on the speedy,
over the river.
The Speedy Fest. They'll show the balloons and everything.
Speedy Fest.
Speedy, go on the website.
Speedy Fest.
Okay.
The Mayor's Art. Do you know anything about the Mayor's Art Challenge?
I don't know that much about it. I'm sorry.
Okay,
It's the video, right? Is that it?
No, there's something that you're supposed to call in. I believe it's on her Facebook page.
Yeah.
It's on her Facebook page.
But,
you want me to try to find the link? And
no, that's
you?
Okay.
The
Gloucester's
video.
In third place, though. There's
the video. It's the video.
Well, that isn't what it is, really.
Oh.
That's just to show that Gloucester is interested in the Mayor's Art Challenge. That's why it was put together.
But don't you have to thumbs up the video?
Yes.
And the people who get the most thumbs
up?
So if you thumbs up the video, it does have something to do with it, right?
Or just go to just thumbs up to the art challenge. It doesn't necessarily have to be the video. As far as I understand it, it's just like...
I thought it was the Gloucester video and the one with the most...
So why don't we just go to the Facebook page and find out?
Catherine had it up, I think.
I'll send you the link.
Catherine had it up, I think, the other day on...
She did. Catherine put this in the show notes, and I feel bad she had to leave, so I just wanted, she took the time to put it in the show notes. Donna, you wanted to say some thank yous about the Phyllis A. Show?
It was phenomenal, if I say so myself. It was so much fun, and the people who volunteer their time down at the railway were extraordinary. They cleaned, they bought new toilet seats, I mean... And it's a real working place. We couldn't get in there until Friday at 3:30 because they were working. And we brought in all the stuff to set it all up. And a big thanks to KPMG Clay, Magnolia Library, Anisquam Exchange. I hope I'm not forgetting somebody who else brought stuff. They all, Pauline Bresnahan, stuff to help us hang stuff and card racks. And it was so much fun.
Hats off to you guys, because that's a very short period of time to get a show.
Let me tell you, you can ask my husband about my anxiety level.
Way up there.
Way up there, because, you know, for some reason it got on my shoulders, which was fine, until I'm like, what was I doing?
Yeah.
But Doug and Gloria Parsons, like Amy Beth Healy, they are just... wonderful, and they took directions so well. What, Doug? I'm like, move those lights. That grid's coming from. You got to move it over here. But they were so wonderful, and it's for a great
the Phyllis
cause. In the former skipper of the last skipper,
Richie Arnold.
Arnold was there, and he was so emotional. It was really
a sweet guy.
Sweet guy. And I want to thank everybody who came. Anybody who participated, they were very happy. They made some money. People were interested in. After the Gloucester stage show, people came in. They walked down, and so it was. I was very happy. I felt
you're becoming
better.
This person, like the go-to art show pop-up person. I don't know if you want that because that's a lot of work.
I'll tell you. Ask James how I was on Wednesday. What do you have for me? Oh, God, what do you have for me? You know, because that was my biggest fear is how are we going to hang? There's bandsaws in there. There's these cool tools.
Oh, that's a beautiful place.
But you can't really, I don't want anybody to cut my hand off.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and they were so receptive that the whole volunteer and the board of the Phyllis A were so receptive. And, you know, we were worried making sure no one was going to fall or anything in there, but we took everything out of the way, and God bless my husband, who was borrowed Joey's truck, because I would have driven it myself, except I can't reach the pedals on your truck. So
good thing it didn't break then.
Yeah, lucky it didn't. And I would have been like,
oh
my
God.
But everybody just chipped in.
Booked on the next day.
And they just helped out, and the people promoting it, and it was for a good cause. We're going to do another one during Trails and Sales probably of next September.
Oh, great.
Oh, that's a great time to.
Because some people were like, can we do this every weekend? And I'm like, no. You know, I mean, people actually came in and were like, this, they've never been able to go inside.
Because
it's employees only where the bandsaws are and all that.
Could you do it over a Saturday and Sunday? Perhaps?
Well, it's hard because we have to take everything down. So Sunday morning we were all there taking all the grids down and returning them and, you know, bringing them back to whoever. I want to get them out of my garage. Let's get the stuff out of here. And it went really well, and I want to thank you. And thank you, God, for letting me survive through it. But, and poor Rick, I'm sorry. I'm like, oh my God, what's going on?
The stuff that you drag, poor Rick. I feel Rick and Barry. Right? Rick and Barry. Neil, not so much. Except for when it's grape stomping time.
Yeah.
I feel like Neil has it pretty good. Like, he's always doing adventures, going to Cleveland for the baseball game, and he's riding a bike around. But I feel like Rick and Barry are always getting lugged around. You're going to do this.
Oh, I know.
You're going to do that.
I said, oh my God, Rick, can you drive Joey's truck? I can't get in it. I can't reach the pedal. And then I'm worried, what if I drove it and I look for the clutch? There's no clutch. There's no, oh. So I said, Rick did that, and he was so good.
Very good.
But it really went well. And again, I want to thank everybody who came, purchased, and the whole thing was really
very
fun.
Cool. Heidi. Holiday, yes. Heidi from Gloucester Stage. Are we calling it Gloucester Stage? I always forget.
Gloucester Stage Company, either
Gloucester
way,
Stage.
It's fine.
Holiday Delights is coming up.
That's right. We started rehearsals this weekend. Not everyone knows all their parts yet. I don't like to post a cast list and have the kids kind of get it and not be able to deal with it. Okay. So I like to tell them
in person.
And
there's a million moving parts. I mean, how many parts are there? Like, if you had to list every part out.
Oh God. Well, there's probably
over 100.
There's 40 kids in the show.
Yeah.
Over 40 kids in the show, and there's probably like
200.
40, 80, over 100 parts, and then you know, like probably like 600 costume changes, really.
Wow.
If you figure all the kids and all the different, you know, and Lara Giardullo, who works down at the dress code, she does our costumes, and we're adding two big new scenes this year. The Grinch.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh,
and Whoville.
Wow.
So she is now dealing with Whoville costumes for the cast.
Wow.
So if anyone loves to sew and loves children, please call me at Gloucester Stage Company, because Lara would love any kind of help.
We went for the first time last year, and going once, I can tell you, it's a must.
Yeah.
It's a must go see. It's a must. It's like, fun. It is...
It's
there's
so
action. There's scenes coming at you, and there's like funny parts, and there's the kids are so good. I mean, they're really good in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not schlocky.
No,
it's like
you.
It's
that's
really
right.
Fun, and it's a great.
In professional.
Like, you don't have to go to Boston to go see the Nutcracker.
No.
We got some cool cultural awesome stuff right here, and
it's a
great show. It really is entertaining.
Well, the kids work really hard, and they take it very seriously, and I treat them like adults.
Like adult actors, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I treat them, they're expected to, you know, from the youngest to the oldest. And the kids are backstage is a great, it's a beautiful kind of choreography back there, because, you know, you have a six-year-old who has four different costumes and has to get in and out of them and get back on stage and figure out where they have to be and...
Big time confidence booster for these kids. My daughter did a play for the first time last year. From the time she did that play, like, it was a unbelievable growth thing for her.
Yeah.
Unbelievable growth thing. Being on stage and delivering those lines and everything else, like, from that point on, she just started to just nail stuff.
Yeah. Being part of a team.
But,
and it's a team.
Yeah.
I make them, because, you know.
Social.
Yeah.
Sports is big, and... You know, I would say, well, we're a team too. When someone doesn't show up for rehearsal, it's the same way.
Yeah,
if someone on a sports team doesn't show up, we all need to work together and work together as a team. And every child has their moment to shine.
Well, I think the thing that speaks volumes is these kids. You've been doing the play for how long?
This is the 7th year.
7th year, but these kids, they come back every year. So what does that tell you? They love it. You know what
so
I mean?
So we have the DeGaspe Beaubiens, yep. Ella and Chloe. They saw the show the first year we did it in 2007. So they were maybe like 3 and 5.
Wow.
And then we took a couple of years off, and we brought it back up again in 2010. And they both took class and were in the show. Chloe was 5,
wow.
Ella was 7. They have been in the show since 2010, so
yeah.
They've been a part
wow.
of everything. And then
oh,
I have crew
funny.
Kids who are in high school and college who were in the show in 2007 who come back to
yeah.
mentor the younger kids.
Yeah, awesome.
How many shows is there? Because last year there was one show, right?
There wasn't
two
enough.
Shows.
There wasn't
two
enough.
This year we're doing 3 shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
December 9th at night, December 10th, 2 o'clock, and December 11th, 2 o'clock. One
okay.
night and 2 matinees.
Okay.
December what? 9?
9.
Yeah.
At 7:30.
I'm just going to put the date.
Okay.
December
9. December 9, 10, and 11.
And can people buy tickets
yep.
now?
It's up on the Gloucester Stage website. You can buy tickets right now. We are, it's all set to buy tickets.
That's fabulous.
GloucesterStage.com?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And we're also going to perform, you know, Rocky Neck has their, holiday show, or they have a holiday
gift fair thing. Yeah,
that's
doing.
Thanksgiving weekend,
yeah.
And so we're gonna come over and walk over and do a little preview, do a little performance during the Rocky
nice.
Neck
that's
show.
Nice.
So,
yeah. So the kids get to perform a little bit. You know, it's not just a one or two shot deal. They get
that's
to
awesome.
People get to see this.
Right.
Right. Also, the other news is that Man in Snow, the Israel's thing is...
It's going to open in New York the week of November 10th. It's going
to
be opening.
Wow.
And it's the same
cast,
same designers, and the same set. We have the set, the box.
The box was amazing.
The snow box.
Did you see... You didn't see the play, did you? I mean, the guy is stuck.
No.
Yeah.
When they turn the box over, it's like...
Yeah.
It's... Unbelievable. And everything's going, even the soundboard and the light board with all the cues, everything's traveling to New York.
Yeah.
And even one of our apprentices, who was, you know, recent college grad here working on the show, we're sending her to New York. And she's going to be working on the show.
Tremendous.
So she's going to get a New York credit as well.
Tremendous.
So it's going to be very exciting.
And it's a great time of year for the play to open to, because so
right.
many people are going to theater in November and December.
Right.
And
there are a lot of people in New York with
yeah.
the holidays and everything.
Yeah.
I will be here with the kid. I'm happy because everyone's going to be in New York, so there'll be no one at the theater.
Ah,
so we can be at the theater all the time. So
oh, right,
because
for rehearsals
great.
And stuff
yeah,
like
that.
Yeah, that
makes me very, very happy.
Yeah.
So, because I like to rehearse at the theater as much as possible.
Mm.
Give the kids an idea. We're still looking, you know, we're still set designer and help with set painting and set building and things like that. We're still looking for all those support positions, and we're adding Charlie Brown.
That's a separate show.
No, that's going to be a part of the show.
That's awesome.
Show.
Oh man.
So we're adding. We're taking some of the things. Are taking a little breather.
My daughters just saw the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, the Great Pumpkin, for the first
years.
Time.
Just on, yeah.
We just saw it for the first time.
50 years.
I know.
That's a. I mean, it's such a. Class. I mean, those things still hold up. All the Grinch, all that stuff still holds up.
Oh, well, well, the classics. Well, and also West Parish, their 5th grade play, where I'm in the process of casting that, too. And we're doing The Wizard of Oz. So you know how there's the 5th grade, the elementary school theater initiative with GEF that I work with. And so we're doing the West Parish show but Thanksgiving, right after Thanksgiving. So
I got a busy schedule there.
Yeah.
Nice. Len Burgess is here. Len,
yeah.
What happens this time? What happens this time of year with the local schooners?
They're all covered up, and you know, the only one that's running now, I think, is the Fame out of Salem.
The Adventures covered up?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It, yeah, and the Fame out of Salem because of the witches and all that. In fact, I was in Salem last night. I can't get around anywhere.
Oh,
no, thank
stay
you.
Away.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank
so
you.
So he doesn't miss that because a lot of people go and, you know, and there's been some good trips out there.
For the businesses, that shoulder season, I mean, for Salem is just crazy.
There's
retail.
There's big signs on 128 to avoid certain roads.
Well, I mean, just going out of town this past weekend to get to soccer and everything, you know, that between the North Shore Mall, you know, everything was backed up by going both ways right around that 114.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everything just gets jammed
up.
It's great people watching. I was down there helping somebody take their sailboat out of the water yesterday. And going in was fine, but it's early. Coming back, I'm looking. It is just miles of costumed people walking everywhere, especially in front of my car.
Yeah.
But it was just, you couldn't go anywhere.
I am not a Halloween person. I am not a scary movie person.
Oh.
I'm not a get dressed up for party person.
Yeah, I'll be dressing up tomorrow night for the kids.
You dress up for anything. Someone throws a fart and's like, what costume can I wear?
No, but
Donna,
tomorrow night on Main
Any excuse to dress up like Wonder Woman or anything like that, or Dorothy, whatever.
Main Street tomorrow from 4 to 6, they dress up.
Oh, are they doing that tomorrow?
I'm going to dress up.
Very
yeah,
nice.
I'm not a costume person.
I'm really not.
People would think I would love it, but I am not getting dressed up and doing. I did Spooky Story Night at East Gloucester Elementary, and I have a nice mask I wear.
When I was young and single, you know, that was kind of fun because all the girls use it for an excuse to dress up like whores and go out, you know. but now you got kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just not.
Did you ever go to the Outrigger Halloween party?
No, I never did that.
Oh,
no.
That was good. That wasn't a reason to dress up, I have to admit.
Yeah, well, back in those days, I was hanging out in Boston. There were some great Boston ones.
And let's not forget, this Halloween is the 25th anniversary of the
Perfect
Storm.
They're going to have a big special.
Was it on Halloween?
It was. It was that weekend.
The Andrew Gale went down 25 years ago on Halloween. So.
Yeah.
There's a lot of commemoration.
And there's
going to
be a big, there's a documentary on, too,
mm-hmm.
I saw. Remember I said?
Yeah.
They're going to do a documentary on the Perfect Storm. Rick goes, we have the movie. I'm like, no. They're going to do a documentary.
I didn't like the movie.
Linda Laidlaw is going to be doing
Linda Greenlaw.
Laidlaw? Why did I say that?
It happens. I make mistakes all the time.
I'm telling you.
I make mistakes all the time. Don't worry. Everybody knows what you. Everybody knows who you meant.
Laidlaw.
No big deal. Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
Laidlaw is the waste management company, right? Isn't it trash?
And you wonder why your phone doesn't understand.
And that could be wrong. Who the hell? Who knows? Who's going to take all this food?
We wanted to do a quick shout out, if we could, to some Gloucesterites that are running in the New York City Marathon next week for the first time.
Okay.
I'm sure there's lots of people who are running, but these guys are running. One of them is my cousin, Kathy Ward, which is how I know about this. And I'm probably going to mess up their names.
Sari Rochford's running.
Yes.
Janet Powers is running.
Yes.
One of my mother, her daughter's in the show.
Glenn Doherty Memorial Foundation, Muffy White.
GDMF.
McElhenney, Pendergrass, Barnaby Pendergrass is doing it too.
Oh, good. Kate Gerard, Wendy Hashley. So, that's next week.
Wow.
Yeah, the Glenn Doherty Memorial
yeah.
Foundation. Buffy puts a lot of work into that.
She does. She does a great job.
Yeah, she does a really good, really
was,
good job.
Also, was Len finished talking about the school nurse?
No.
Yeah,
we totally. I'm so sorry. We got off track with the thing. So,
we went into Halloween.
That's a long. But I mean, that's a long winter for these guys. Do they do any? Do they?
Harold is working on the Ernestina up in Maine. Back and forth.
Oh, okay.
They hired him to work up there, not full time, I guess, but I know he goes back and forth a lot. One thing, after almost 2 years, I just finished a model, not so big, of the Lewis Story, which is the Essex Shipbuilding Museum's flagship, which is being torn apart and redone now. It's in under plastic now. It's been there for almost 2 years, and that's a big job because they're redoing. Else, but,
who's the big benefactors that are? I mean, who are the people that are donating the money for that one? Are there some big?
Well, they've done some things to you know, get some money up. They've had some
fundraisers.
Yeah, they've had some things.
Usually, you need a big nut.
Yeah.
I mean, because these it's not none of the stuff is cheap.
No, but yeah, there isn't. They've got two people that are. hired to work on it every Friday, I think, or something like that. So it's not a full-time working on it, doing the best I can.
Do you put a post together about that? Send it in?
Yeah.
All right, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Because I didn't even know that was happening.
Yeah, and the model that I did, which is now finished, is going to be, we're going to do something at the museum, I'm not sure when, but Harold's going to also be there and talk about constructing the Lewis story and then with the model, and so that would be a good night.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. So if you could do a post about the boat that's on the railway over there,
yeah,
whatever they call
yeah
it, and then if you could do a post about your model,
yeah,
and send them to Kim because she loves to edit things.
Yeah.
Right? No, I do.
I know you do. I know you do.
I just
don't have the time, but I know Kim will do a good do it justice in the editing department.
So is Lewis story or any of his descendants still alive?
The stories?
Yeah, because
I'm not sure.
Daisy Gnell told a funny joke about at the Schooner Festival about meeting some old man's story, anyway, so I was just curious if the family was still.
I'm sure the
Dana's story is in that photo with my grandfather right there.
Okay.
He was they built my grandfather's boat.
Oh, okay, really?
Yeah,
that's
they're launching the Benjamin C right there, the Essex.
Let's add that picture to the post.
Yeah, you can do that.
Add in relevance to it.
Yeah. There are stories around, I believe.
I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. There you go.
Cool.
Well, I don't know. That was a great podcast.
Yeah.
Got a lot in there. 56 minutes. We had a big cast. I want to thank everybody for coming. I had no idea. Once again, you pulled it off. I don't know how. It really kind of slipped my mind.
I'm glad because I'm always like, oh, he probably knows.
No,
now how many years?
I truly did not know. It's really sweet, and I'm always touched by it. And thank you for your generous and all the cooking and the food and the and everything. It's we're just so blessed to have each other. It's a good group. I can't, you know, how much good that comes out of the blog. You know what I mean? And it's all the hands of many making it something awesome, you know, because, you know, I always say it isn't Joey Shibatar's blog, it's our blog. And if it was just mine, it would be, you know, exponentially less than what
barbecues and things like that.
All the different aspects that come from everybody's different perspectives make it exponentially better than the sum of its parts. So thank you guys for all that you do.
Thank you, honey. Happy birthday,
happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to do the exit music. Down, 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 down. Lost the Cast 206 is
in the books.
Yay.
Okay.
We could have had Jim do that music.